Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Covers the Browns for Cleveland.com. You know him. It's Dan Lobby joining us now. Dan, what's going on?
Hey, Jake. How are you doing?
We're doing pretty good. Something about mandatory minicamp. It's just news flying all around. You listen to everybody talk. We get to hear from Miles. We hear from Deontay. It feels like we're in a different space right now. But I'll start it off. We'll go away from the quarterback to start things off, Dan, because I've now heard like four different members of the Cleveland Browns say they expect Myles Garrett to have a career year. Why is this something that continues to come up over and over and over again when it's a defensive player of the year heading into nearly 30 years old?
It's crazy to think about, but I've always kind of felt like there is still somehow, some way, another level to Myles Garrett. And it's, like I said, it just seems crazy, but Jim Schwartz sort of laid the gauntlet down when he talked a couple weeks ago and said after that contract, he expects Myles to have his best year ever. With great power comes great responsibility. And I guess when I think about it, as great as Myles has been, and he piles up just season after season of 14 sacks, 15, 16, all kinds of pressure, double teams, triple teams, all of those things. It does feel like that one signature season, right? That one season when 10 years from now, you pull up his Pro Football Reference page and you're like, man, in 2025, he had 21 sacks and 3 forced fumbles and 1 defensive player of the year for the second time. Like, I feel like that's still out there for him, that kind of one like signature, like, man, that was the year when Myles Garrett was at the peak of his powers, which is probably the scariest thing for any offensive coordinator to think about.
If we talk about that and just looking at it, maybe not so much of just pulling up his name and going to Pro Football Reference, because at that point the numbers speak for themselves.
Right.
But when you think Myles Garrett off the top of your brain, is it possible for him to have that type of year that everyone goes back and remembers if the Browns are not very good this year and are where Vegas projects them at like 5.5 wins?
I think it's more difficult, obviously. You know, when you're on a losing team, you're just not going to get the attention. But I think there's so much attention on the NFL that if you have just a truly historic type of season, I mean, let's say he's chasing the sack record, and we're getting to December, even if this team isn't very good, I think people would pay attention to that. And I think people would be keeping track of that, because I do think on a national level, there is this just adoration for Myles Garrett and what he can do in these moments when he just comes roaring around the edge like no other player can. Obviously, it would help to get some wins and maybe surprise some people and be in the playoff chase. But I think if he's having an historic season, people are going to pay attention to it.
All right, Dan, inevitably we had to talk quarterback. So here we go.
Of course.
As I went through and looked today, and this is a genuine question because I do not know. I just saw a lot less of Shador tape today in general, and I had seen the ranking sort of out there from all the several reporters covering the teams of the way that they went on 11-on-11s, where it was Joe, it was Kenny, it was Dylan. Did Shador run 11-on-11s today?
You know, off the top of my head, I think he might have, but, you know, they're doing these modified 11 or 7-on-7s that look like 11-on-11 sometimes because they have D linemen lined or O linemen lined up as D linemen to just kind of create space. But today was a little bit of a strange practice. They did some red zone. So Shador did do some of that. As far as actual 11 on 11, off the top of my head, I can't recall how much he did, but it was definitely a day that was heavier for Joe, Kenny, and Dylan ahead of him, sort of what we've seen throughout camp.
Yeah, and we've seen, like, in the different areas, right, we know that Joe's taken the backseat on a couple of those. Kevin's talked to that. And it's Shador then in the other times that we've seen it taking the backseat. And do you think there's a reason that it's typically those two quarterbacks and we haven't really heard of, you know, Kenny having that off day, at least when the media's been able to watch, or Dylan Gabriel necessarily having that off day?
You know, I think part of it is Joe just doesn't need it as much. He knows the system pretty well. It's a similar system to what he was running in 2023 and some of the play action stuff he was running back in his early days in Baltimore. So I think he's pretty good with that stuff. I don't think he needs a ton of reps like the other guys need. So he can slow play it a little bit. And then I think with Shador, just over these last few days, it sort of has felt to me like this whole spring has been set up in a way to help build Shador's confidence, because he has been working down the depth chart. He's been going against, you know, third, fourth stringers for the most part. We have seen him get some second team work. And it's interesting because Dylan Gabriel, when he's kind of gotten that same opportunity, that's sort of when he's looked at his best too. He just hasn't had as many opportunities as Shador to sort of have those confidence building moments against some of those players. So I think with Shador, it's really just about, let's set him up to have a successful spring and really get to know the NFL and get to know the playbook and really kind of get caught up with everybody else, so that when we get to training camp, he's going to be feeling good about where he's at, and he's going to be able to throw himself into this competition because we set him up to succeed.
As we talk about Shador, Dan, is there a way where potentially, because we know that Shador hasn't run with the first team while his fellow rookie has, is there a way that they're not putting Shador out with the first team in a way to protect him? Not the idea of, hey, let's keep the national media off our backs, but in a way of, let's keep the national media almost off of Shador's backs and temper those expectations of him sort of running with the first team. And we know that can almost explode and run wild as soon as he does.
Yeah, I mean, I think it just feeds into this idea of, and he even said it the other day, like, he has time. There's no reason to rush this. And so, you know, look, if you threw him out there against the first team, do I think he could have some success? I do, but they're just not ready to rush this. They again, I think they just want to build that confidence level. They want to stack, you know, there's a coaching cliche. They want to stack those days, successful days for him, and they're just going to kind of slowly continue to bring him along. So, you know, however you want, if you want to frame it as protecting him, as sort of confidence building, whatever it is, I just don't think they're in a rush with Shador Sanders.
Dan, you got to be careful with those coaching cliches. I hear, I got nine of them from Kevin every time he speaks.
I'm just going one day at a time here.
All right. Dan, as we go through right now, obviously the guys who are out there, they're competing in mandatory minicamp. But when we talk about actual quarterback battle, do we feel like that's truly begun at this point? Or is this still, as Kevin would describe it, an installation period, getting these guys ready and familiar with the offense, and then the quarterback battle truly starts once we get to training camp?
I think it's more the latter, more of an installation. And look, I think the competition is on to an extent, but it really isn't on until training camp. And then you're going to be able to put the pads on a few days in. You're going to be able to mix in some run game. You're going to be able to do a little more rushing the passer. Obviously, you can't tackle. They don't want you to contact them, but you're going to do a little more. The rush is going to feel a little bit more real. And then you're going to have the joint practices, one against the Panthers, and then you got two against Philly. And I think when we get to Philly, we're going to have a really good idea about where this thing stands, because the top two guys are going to get most of the work there, whoever that is. So I think the competition has started, but it doesn't really ramp up and really get going until we get into training camp. And you just get to make it look and feel more like football. And I think Kevin Stefanski is dead set on having a more competitive, more physical training camp. And I think this competition is going to take on a whole different tone once we kind of get to the end of July.
Again, DaneLobbyCleveland.com with us here on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. A very general thing, but I feel like I have to ask it anytime we talk to anybody covering the Browns, and you specifically, Dan. You're out there. You got to watch the quarterbacks over the last few days. Has anything changed on where we stand with where the rookies are compared to one another, and where with, you know, if we're building an early depth chart, even though Kevin tells us not to, on where it would stand in total?
I still think, like, if they were going to play a game tomorrow, it would be Kenny Pickett or Joe Flacco starting that football game. I don't think they would go with one of the rookies. Now, if the NFL passed a rule and said, you got to play a game tomorrow and you have to start a rookie quarterback, I think it would be Dylan Gabriel. I do think it was interesting that Dylan Gabriel was doing a lot of the install stuff with Kenny Pickett. So I think he's, you know, him and Shador are still kind of...
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Together on one side of this, but I think Dylan Gabriel, at least for now, has a foot in the side that Joe and Kenny are in as well. So he's sort of straddling that line a little bit. I think he's a little closer to them right now than Shador is, although I do want to say I thought Shador had a really good spring. Just based on the throws alone, I'm a little surprised that we haven't seen a little more of him up the depth chart. But again, I think we might see that in training camp if he comes back and has done the things he needs to do. But that's sort of how I see it right now.
There was an interesting conversation earlier on in the day on our station where a couple of our hosts got into it, basically just on talking quarterback upside and where these guys stood. If you had to pick a quarterback right now that you thought had the highest upside, where would you look for that?
I mean, I would go Shador. Like, if we're talking long-term upside, the guy that I'm most intrigued by, I would go Shador Sanders. But a lot of that is just sort of preconceived. Like, I'm not the biggest Kenny Pickett guy, right? Joe Flacco is 40 years old. So what's really the upside there? Maybe if we're talking immediate winning, Joe Flacco might give you the best chance to do that. But if we're talking long-term, you know, Dylan Gabriel was fine. His college film was fine. I wasn't that into Dylan Gabriel. So Shador was the guy I was higher on going into the draft process. Obviously the NFL saw that differently. He ends up in the fifth round, but I'm still, I guess, like, if you were going to say, hey, we're just going to throw a guy out there, find out about him. If it fails, we'll draft a quarterback next year. I'm most interested in what Shador Sanders looks like.
Dan, I had an interesting thought just earlier on today about the way and look at Kenny Pickett, and I'm much where you are. I'm not very high on Kenny and his prospects of turning into an elite quarterback or a top 15 to 12 quarterback in the NFL. If we look across where reclamation projects are right now, we've seen, at least very recently, obviously you look at Baker in Tampa, which is a scenario we all know very well and everything that played out into it, but even Sam Darnold with Minnesota, and you look to Seattle with Geno. Those guys didn't win, and in the case with Minnesota, it wasn't even enough for them to say, okay, let's keep Sam here and keep it going. Obviously, J.J. McCarthy behind them. Is there a similar fear for you almost, though, in having that laid out to you, that it could be a very similar scenario with Kenny Pickett, and you're almost running this exact thing back next year where he plays really well but isn't under contract moving into the next year?
Yeah, I mean, it would have to get to the point. I mean, Minnesota faced that really interesting decision where Sam Darnold was so good for them. But then, of course, he flamed out in those last two games. So it made the idea of, you know what, we don't want to be the team that pays him. We don't want to be on the hook for that. If the Browns get to a point at the end of the season and where Kenny Pickett has played well, but maybe isn't you know, you're not looking at him as your starter for the next 5 to 10 years, you do face an interesting dilemma, because then you might have to give him that, you know, I think Baker Mayfield's contract in Tampa after he finally won that job and they extended him with somewhere in the $30 to $35 million a year range. Do you want to pay that to Kenny Pickett? Do you want to use these two first round picks you're sitting on? Do you have a belief in one of these rookies that maybe didn't get to play because Kenny was good enough to keep them on the bench? It does present an interesting dilemma if he plays well. Now, I don't know, would people be complaining if Kenny Pickett somehow had this team on the cusp of the playoffs? I guess that's a good problem to have. But you could face a situation where you have to ask the question, do we want to be the team that pays Kenny Pickett this much money for the next 3 or 4 years?
Dan Lobby, Cleveland.com with us on the hotline. We were just talking last segment as well, Dan, and looking at sort of, you know, the impact of where quarterbacks were at. I guess, where are we looking right now? Obviously, mandatory minicamp, and we, you know, rookie OTAs and everything that we go through in this. We talk about how much more impactful each process is. But just how impactful into deciding this depth chart is the preseason going to be for the Browns?
That's kind of a great unknown, because Kevin has not really taken the preseason super seriously. And I don't know that they're going to look at preseason games to determine who wins this job and who doesn't. I think a lot of that work is going to get done in those few weeks leading up to the first preseason game. And then they have the joint practice with the Panthers, which isn't quite as important just because it's one day. So they're just using it as a chance to kind of get out of town and do something a little different. I think the two days that are going to matter more than any preseason game are the days in Philadelphia when they practice against them back-to-back. You're going to be at a point in camp where you're going to have some answers about this competition. You're going against a really good defense, and I think it's going to be a chance. Whoever they roll out there in the 1 and 2 spots is going to tell us more than anything we see in that preseason game a couple of days later. So I still think what happens on the practice field and those controlled environments and those joint practices are going to be more important than what we see in those three preseason games.
Dan, getting away from quarterbacks, one of the interesting things I took away from yesterday was Deontay Johnson spoke to the media for the first time as a member of the Browns. I thought he laid out at least a solid answer as to sort of taking accountability for last year not being as great and essentially wanting to play with the chip on his shoulder and be better this year. How much does that push us away from Deontay Johnson being a lottery ticket by just openly admitting it? And how much more is ahead of him of having to prove it through being here and handling the right attitude as the preseason activities and into the season go along?
But I think it's still always going to be in prove it mode, you know, until it's not. Like, until you are sure that he's going to perform, that he's going to be available, that he's going to be on the field for you. Now, he's got to sit here and look at this situation and see the runway that's in front of him. You got Jerry Jeudy, obviously, that's your number one guy. And then after that, it's a lot of question marks. Ed Tillman's going to get a chance. Jamari Thrash has had a nice spring, so he'll be in the mix. He added a guy like DeAndre Carter. But if Deontay Johnson is close to what he was in Pittsburgh still, none of those guys should present that much of a challenge to a guy as talented as that. So he needs to be looking at this as, hey, last year was bad, and I'm here playing on the veteran minimum. This team doesn't owe me any guaranteed money. They can move on in an instant if I step out of line, and it's not gonna mean anything to them. But if I can come in and do what I need to do, I could be the number two or three receiver on this team. It is wide open. So I think if Deontay Johnson could see the opportunity that's in front of him, it could really benefit both sides.
I'll get you out of here with this one. It's still looking at the wide receivers. You laid out a lot of the guys that are going to be in the mix. How much is wide receiver depth a problem on this team? Because I remember even looking back to, I think Zach Jackson put out a tweet yesterday sort of detailing where the guys were and where they were working. Said Tillman was off to the side, Jerry Jeudy and Deontay Johnson, like you mentioned. Aside from that, in terms of name value that a lot of fans are going to know, it seems to be awfully desolate.
It's the area of the roster, one of the areas that I have the most concern about. Obviously, you know Jerry Jeudy. He's got to prove it year over year, right? But he had a great year last year. He's got the right attitude. You see the talent there still. I think he can have a big year as long as he adjusts to being the number one. But after that, again, just completely wide open. We haven't seen it consistently from Sed Tillman. Jamari Thrash, again, a good spring. We've seen lots of good springs. It has to turn into something on Sundays. That's a room that can get really thin really fast, especially if Jerry Jeudy gets hurt. Now, he's been pretty healthy throughout his career, So that should help them. But the thing is, you got to include the tight ends in there, I think. You've got to include the running backs. I think they're going to use the running backs in the passing game a lot. So I guess if you want to spin it a certain way, you can say they got Njoku, they got Harold Fannin, Judkins and Sampson can be good pass catchers out of the field, especially Dylan Sampson. So that'll help. But as far as the actual receiver position, if the wrong guy gets hurt, you get really thin there.
Dan, always good talking to you. Always appreciate you setting aside the time. And now we all get to get ready about Shedeur Sanders offseason speculation when there's actually no football happening. So we have that to look forward to.
Can't wait.
All right, Dan, appreciate you.
All right, thanks a lot.
Dan Lobby, Cleveland.com, giving us some good stuff there on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We'll react to what some of Dan had to say coming back here as well. An interesting point brought up earlier regarding Dylan Gabriel.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.